Quarter to six, 19 degrees, and I'll tell you what, I wish it was the best 10 or 15 minutes of the day, but it's just the best 5 minutes of the day because we've got so much to cover with my friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And when I say that, you probably don't even know. So we start off with an Eau Claire native has been named Wisconsin's Poet Laureate. He is an Eau Claire Memorial alum, Nicholas Gulig, and I'm like, Jason, you would love that job.
That's really cool. I hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just thinking this morning that I haven't been writing as much poetry, which it makes me curious why that is. So that's an encouragement to hear that that's the case.
Yeah, and so what is a poet laureate? He's going to split his time between the laureate post and his full-time job as a professor at UW-Whitewater. So there you go.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's very
nice.
Awesome.
Also, Jason Gray with a new song out today. Did you see my Facebook post on this last night?
I did not, nope.
Okay. That is really interesting. I think you've got to appreciate this, that when I see things about love and kindness, I think of you. And you.
I thank you.
You champion that. His new song is called Be Kind. And
that sounds perfect.
Based on a quote by a guy named Ian McLaren. And so we are ready to launch that song here after you and I this morning. And I know we were going to get to Philippians, but I don't know. Do you have access to Facebook?
I can. Give me two seconds.
There's kind of a lengthy intro. Yeah, there's kind of a lengthy intro to it, but it's really... It made my eyes moist as I read it, and I think it may yours as well. It's very personal from Jason, why he wrote this song. And so it's
very cool.
Right on my Facebook page. What I thought is you and I could do what Caleb and I often do with stories, which is we can kind of alternately read because the paragraphs are pretty short.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my computer.
All right,
and,
very good. Yeah, and so it's
being all hesitant for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. We're calling an audible here. The NFL Championship Weekend. Caleb and I will have our picks right before 9. All right. Yeah. So my intro to this was I said, "Wow, so good. Thanks so much, Jason Gray." I'll read the quote initially, and then we can start to alternately read it, leading into the song here. So. The Ian McLaren quote is, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." Let me repeat that. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. All right.
Yeah.
So he says his new song, Be Kind, releases today. And so go ahead.
It says, "It was inspired by the quote I first discovered when my pastor and friend Thomas McKenzie included it as a sign-off on his email."
Yeah, it's been attributed to Plato and Philo of Alexandria, says Jason Gray, but it most likely originated with Ian McLaren, a pastor and popular author from the late 1800s. "Whoever said it first," Jason says, "it caught me and moved me when I first read it at the bottom of Thomas's email," his friend Thomas McKenzie.
"I was fighting a great battle of my own at the time, and the sentiment reflected my own hope that those around me could bear with me while I found my way out of the dark season I was in. I needed a lot of kindness and received so much."
Yeah. Jason Gray says, "There were the ladies from the church who came to my rescue when I was frozen in trauma and helped me organize an estate sale so I could sell my house after my divorce.
There was my friend who flew from Colorado to help me move when I was too overwhelmed to ask for the help I needed."
Jason Gray says, "There were the friends who, when they knew I'd be returning to an empty house for the first time, made sure a box of basic necessities were waiting for me on my doorstep, including a coffee grinder and measuring cups that still mean more to me than I can say."
"There was the two-minute hug from my friend Andy."
Jason says, "There was my friend who is now my manager who took many late-night calls and who I knew would fly to wherever I was if I asked.
There was my record label who reduced the catastrophes in my life by helping me buy my parents' home before they were evicted during my stepdad's battle with cancer. They also helped get me into a counseling center when I needed it."
Jason Gray says, and the list goes on.
So when I read that quote at the bottom of my friend's email, I was moved as I remembered the times when the kindness of others carried me.
He says it's an act of generosity to assume there may be something painful behind the irritableness of the person behind the checkout counter, or the off behavior of a friend, or the acting out of someone you encounter.
Meeting others with empathy in these moments may be the kindness that helps make it through. I know, because I've experienced it.
So making its worldwide WWIB debut is Jason Gray's song, Be Kind. But before we play it, give me your reaction to that intro.
Yeah, that is beautiful, raw and honest. And I think he's so important. And then to share those practical experiences he has had with the kindness of other people, just wonderful.
Absolutely. All right. This is the song. Thanks for the lead-in, and again, we'll include that intro with the song in the podcast for the WIB Wake Up Show. Jason, thanks again. Talk to you on Monday.
Here
we go. Jason Gray, Be Kind, WWIB.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind. Starts to act out. First thought this kid wasn't raised right. Next thought I wonder what their home's like. Then I see she's a single mother, just trying to hold it all together. She'd break down if she could afford to. It wouldn't cost me anymore to be kind.
Good. Thank you, Jason Gray. What a gift. Bill Moline from Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire is on the line. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going this morning, Mark?
It's going all right. A little cold, a little snowy out there, but, you know, it is what it is, right? It's winter.
That's it, and it's Wisconsin.
That's right. Well, you wear a lot of hats. You're a guy who's been supposedly retired, but you're passionate about helping young men all the way up to older guys. And specifically, we've got the No Regrets Men's Conference, which is a week from Saturday. So it's not like it's tomorrow. It's still a week away. But tell us about this.
Yeah, so it's a men's conference that comes out of Elmbrook Church down in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it, as you mentioned, for 30 years now. Got a number of great, nationally known speakers, and it's going to be a fun time for guys from churches all over the valley. We just want to get men there to learn and grow in their faith. And how to live life, in a godly way.
Yeah, absolutely. So taking some extra time aside to do this, and again, Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire, 412 South Barstow Street, that'll be the site coming up, about 8 to 2 next week. So there is a lunch involved. There is a bit of a cost. But like you mentioned, maybe the best-known name is Mark Batterson, right? He's a best-selling author.
Yep. He's one, Steve Carter, Albert Tate. He's a guy I love. I've seen him before. Chris Brown, Rod Harrison. Just a great lineup of speakers. We've we're going to start at 7 o'clock with registration, 7 to 8 for coffee and donuts and stuff like that. And we start promptly at 8 o'clock because we are, live streaming. So we've got to be on time. But one of the real highlights, I think, is going to be our worship time. We're going to have live worship with Mike Rambo and friends. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really, really cool time. He's going to lead worship with kind of an Irish tint to it, so a real manly feel to what we're going to be doing. And then the conference opens with Chris Brown. Talking about Timothy 6:11, and so there's an opening session that starts the day off, and then there are three seminars where the guys will have choices between two different speakers they can use. The first session is Steve Carter, Pursuing a Godly Marriage, and Albert Tate, Temptations Men's Face. And then at the second seminar, they'll have a choice between Pursuing Work and Life with Rod Hairston and Becoming a Godly Dad, with Chris Brown. And then we'll have lunch during the third seminar. And again, Mark Batterson will be doing a seminar on Play the Man, is what it's called. And then Rod Hairston again on Growing as a Jesus Follower. So lots of good opportunities. Albert Tate closes it out with what they're calling a commission to men. And so I think it's going to be a great day. Goes from 8 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. So they'll be out and have most of the afternoon to do whatever they need to do on the list,
All right, so two different ways. I mean, people can come and register, it sounds like, between 7 and 8 next Saturday, Valley Brook, downtown Eau Claire, 412 South Barstow, or they can go online and register right now, right?
Right. They can register at valleybrookchurch.org and then /RSVP. Mm-hmm. And that'll take them right to the site. They can register. They can pay for the day. It's $25, but it includes lunch and coffee and donuts and the conference. And so I think it'll be a great day.
Learning and growing together. Worship, Mike Rambo, of course, many times our guest here on WWIB, known across the valley, and what he's doing with the Collective Arts Center downtown Eau Claire on Madison Street is amazing. So sounds like a great Saturday. Bill, thanks for putting the word out here. And again, it's at Valley Brook. Sometimes people can feel a little bit like, I don't go to that church. Why don't you close by speaking to that? Like, that's why we're having you on here. This is for all guys, right?
Absolutely. Yep. It's for guys, guys all over the valley, believers, non-believers, bring guys that you want to help lead to the Lord, because they're going to hear some good stuff on that day. Parking, I know, is always a difficult thing for people coming downtown. And so I just want to let them know that the Riverside lot behind Valley Brook on Graham Avenue is free and no time limit on it, so they can park there behind the church and then come over to Barstow Street to come on in.
Very good. Bill, thanks so much. Again, we'll head them over there for next Saturday. See you then, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Have
there
a great
we go.
Day.
You too. Again, the No Regrets Conference, Elmbrook Church, I'm very familiar. Been there many times in southeastern Wisconsin. Very large church with various other church plants and a great lineup of speakers. You can learn more at noregretsconference.org. That's noregretsconference.org. Sign up at valleybrookchurch.org/RSVP or show up next Saturday between 7 and 8 for registration. And then the event. It sounds like a great day. Kind of fun memory, Caleb. 26 years ago today, I was at Lambeau celebrating, receiving the team back after they won the Super Bowl. A sweet but cold memory, I got to say.
26 years ago.
I know it. Yeah, it was a very cold day. This day, 1997. The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning, WWIB, and washing dishes and the dishwasher. Center stage here this morning.
Yes, and it does seem like in many people's eyes, when it comes to loading the dishwasher, there is a correct and an incorrect way to do so.
Yeah, it turns out that different opinions on this. Southern Living says, the question is utensils. Do you put handles up or handles down? And got me thinking about that this morning. I put the knives down, but I've got the forks up, and I think I've got the spoons up.
I think I always have the handles up.
Okay.
Unless Lindsay changes it afterward. But, and always with the knives, it seems like, with kids around. But I think I put handles up for everything.
You know, it's getting me to think back again on it. It's one of those things you don't think about. Yeah, I think you're right. I think I do handles up. And apparently, they say 3 out of 4 weigh in and say that's what you should do.
Oh.
For handles up.
All right. Well, I mean, in this day and age, a 75% majority isn't bad.
But wait.
Oh.
According to GEAppliances.com, place forks and knives with the handles up to protect hands. But what else? They say place spoon handles down if there's an unusually large load of silverware or utensils in the basket. Otherwise, place spoon handles up. This is getting confusing.
It really is. I mean, Martha Stewart asked an appliance expert who said items should go in handles up, says you won't handle the part of your spoons and forks that will eventually go in someone's mouth. So that comes with, like, taking them out. Mm-hmm. If your hands aren't perfectly clean, at least you're not touching the end.
Yeah, all these experts weighing in. Ashley Iredale, Choice.com's resident dishwasher whiz, is also in the handles up camp, saying it's safer, easier to unload, more sanitary, and prevents smudges. All these reasons.
NBC News asked Emilio Gonzalez, a senior test program leader for Consumer Reports. He said, do what the dishwasher manual says. His general rule is to, quote, put your spoons facing up, forks facing up, and knives facing down so you don't cut yourself.
Huh.
But all of these experts are giving us contrary opinions.
Right.
And then if you're like my grandma, my wonderful grandma from Harlan, Iowa, she pretty much washes every dish before even putting it in the dishwasher to absolutely make sure that it's clean.
Well, at the other end, there are kids, I'm not going to say I know any, who, you know, you wonder, did they rinse this at all before putting it in? And, you know, you got to at least rinse it.
In our house, we're just, I mean, and the kids are very good about taking stuff to the sink, but sometimes it's, hey, it's dirty in the dishwasher. You could just put them right in there instead of making someone else transfer them from the sink to the dishwasher. I don't know.
Either way, I guess get them washed, get them clean.
Yes, and help out whoever is the primary dishwasher in your house. Give them a hand today.
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again. Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
We are set and ready to go. We're calling out a name right now. It's the WWIB, the WIB Winter Warm-Up, presented by the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley, and we are getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our first contestant on the clock, David Dusick from Fall Creek. David Dusick from Fall Creek. He's actually eligible for our maximum payout amount. He had a bill over $500, so
wow.
David Dusick from Fall Creek, we want to give you $500 for your heating bill. David Dusick from Fall Creek, you're on the clock, and you have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. David, if you call in time, we are paying back that heating bill. Thank you to the generous sponsors helping us pay back bills this winter, including Comfort Heating and Cooling, Crestview Academy of Eau Claire, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Benizer Realtors, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Culver's of Eau Claire. Again, 10 minutes, 37 seconds. David Dusick from Fall Creek, if you call back in time, we're paying back your bill of $500. David Dusick, the clock starts now.
You're a winner.
We have a winner. Our very first winner of the WWIB Winter Warm-Up presented by the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley. David Dusick from Fall Creek called us back in time. In fact, he's on the line right now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. I heard that you got a text from a friend who said you need to call the radio station right away. You just won $500 if you call back in time. What were you thinking when you got that text?
I'm like, this is crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, so you are eligible for our maximum payout. So we are sending you a check, sir, for $500 to pay back your heating bill. How will that help you out?
That would be great. I mean, it's been a good heart-heating winter, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure, and especially as we're going into some really chilly days and nights coming up, too. We're just hoping that this blesses you, and again, we're calling it the winter warm-up. We're hoping that this Wisconsin winter is a little warmer, a little brighter here in the first part of the year, and congratulations, David, from Fall Creek. We're so glad that we can do this for you.
Thank you. I surely appreciate it, and God bless.
Well, you have a wonderful day. There he goes, our first winner, David from Fall Creek. David from Fall Creek. But we have more money to give away. We have more money to give away. Again, over $4,000 that we are giving away with more winners today. So you have to keep it right here. Have to keep it right here on WWIB. You never know when that next winner will be announced. Well, it's that time of week here on the WIB Wake Up Show when we catch you up on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, or pop culture. We know how busy you are, but you want to stay informed. So we do it in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Well, it was all over the news. More classified documents were found at Joe Biden's home in Delaware.
Right now, Obama, Bush, and Clinton are on Amazon ordering paper shredders.
Yeah, right.
Bomb-sniffing dogs will again be on the security team at next month's Super Bowl.
Those dogs are very professional. Nothing distracts them, with the possible exception of those $22 stadium hot dogs.
Indeed.
According to a study, you'll eat less if you look at artwork that features skinny people.
This means you are never going to be able to take your kids' stick figure drawings of the family off the refrigerator.
Never?
A survey finds by this time in January, the positive feelings and good cheer we get from Christmas have faded away.
I'm pretty cheerful. I just paid off my Christmas bills from 2020.
Congrats.
Scientists have researched what it would be like if humans were twice as intelligent.
Well, first off, we'd have at least 27 more flavors of Doritos.
And Oreos.
Apparently, Madonna is going on a world tour.
Yeah, sponsored by Icy Hot Joint Relief.
Makes sense.
And finally, with the election still almost 2 years away, Donald Trump will hold his first campaign event later this month.
His slogan, Make America Great Again, in a couple of years. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning. We had a very busy and full week, stretching from early Monday morning till right now. We've packed it into 4 minutes, the best of the week. Here it is.
We've got Vicki in Eau Claire early with a joke for us this morning here on WWIB. Vicki, lay it on us.
Good morning. Could you tell me, where does a lizard go when after it loses its tail? Of course, to the retail store. Have a great day.
That was a good one. That's a good one. Vicki sounds very awake today. You must have had a good night's sleep. Those MyPillow products are working. All right. I have no idea. Hopefully she's got the MyPillow, but there we go. Also, we hear from Vicki. She clarifies for me. She says, we have the MyPillow everything, capital letters, exclamation point. She says, just got the flannel sheets and am loving them. Way to go, Vicki. And I know you're a great WIB listener. I'm sure you used promo code WWIB, so thank you so much for that. Cliff chiming in to the listener line at 715-396-1670. Good morning, Halvo. Why did the Invisible Man decline the job offer? He couldn't see himself doing it.
Oh, man.
All right, I got you on that one. Very good. All right, we're hearing the ring of Drew Fralick's cell phone in Detroit, Michigan. America's funniest home answering machine messages lives on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi. You've reached the voicemail box of Drew Fralick. We're not available right now to take your call. but feel free to leave a message. In the meantime, feel free to like us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, or go to our website, www.drewfralick, for more information. Your call is important to us, and we are literally rushing to the phone to pick up your call.
There you go.
You are currently caller number one. Your wait time is 9 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
Thank you for calling. Have a blessed day.
But looks like you got a question.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old?
WWIB, well, we invite you to have us make a wake-up call to somebody specifically on their birthday. And we had somebody ask for that this morning. And we've got the birthday girl on the line, Karen Stutzman. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Your friend Cal Keepers.
He's
always up to something.
Yes, he is.
And he had said, Karen Stutzman from Conrad, it's her birthday today. I was wondering if you could do a wake-up call. And he said, maybe you don't do that anymore. Oh, we absolutely do. But how early do you get up, Karen?
I was awake at 4:15 this morning when my oldest son texted me and said, happy birthday, Mom.
Ah, nice.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bill.
We are set and ready to go. We're calling out a name right now. It's the WWIB, the WIB Winter Warm-Up, presented by the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley, and we are getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our first contestant on the clock, David Dusick from Fall Creek. David Dusick from Fall Creek, he's actually eligible for our maximum payout amount. He had a bill over $500, so wow. David Dusick from Fall Creek, we want to give you $500. You're a winner. We have a winner, our very first winner of the WWIB Winter Warm-Up presented by the all-new courtesy Ford of Stanley. David Dusick from Fall Creek called us back in time. In fact, he's on the line right now. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. I heard that you got a text from a friend who said you need to call the radio station right away. You just won $500 if you call back in time. What were you thinking when you got that text?
I'm like, this is crazy.
Exactly. Yeah, so you are eligible for our maximum payout. So we are sending you a check, sir, for $500 to pay back your heating bill. How will that help you out?
That would be great. I mean, it's been a good hard heating winter, that's for sure.
Type in for David, our winner this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.